الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله. وقال تبارك وتعالى: وما الحياة الدنيا إلا لهو ولعب. وقال تبارك وتعالى: ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Yes, Mawlana Musa self-explained, this kitab which Mawlana is reading, completed it twice already. Now the third time he's starting, and we should listen to it as Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, the author of the kitab, himself says that I've got great hope from Allah Ta'ala that this kitab, on this Allah will grant me my salvation. Of course, Hazrat's whole life was all for deen, and they developed the qualities of ikhlas, of sincerity, and he did all this in the love of Allah. And لا يخافون لومة لائم. They did not worry for anyone who criticized them. They were just worried of doing the truth. So this is about how many ruh? 25 ruh. And this is a kitab which the whole of deen has been explained in it. So more or less one ruh or part of a ruh. Manana does every week. So we should listen to it in that this is how my deen must be. This aspect of deen, for example, marriages, weddings, how they should be. Qurbani, how should Qurbani be? Hajj, how should Hajj be? So all the various aspects Hazrat has explained in here. So we should try and listen with that and to how to bring it, see what my shortfall is and how I can make up for it. And then inshallah we will benefit tremendously. So always connect it with that. It don't take it as one specific subject only. It's a subject and it covers all the subjects, the ruh, which Mawlana calls it, covers all the subjects. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. The moon has been sighted, Ji. So next week Friday will be 10th of Muharram, inshallah. So this is a great month that we are in now. The first of Muharram we are in already. And at the same time also, we should consider this is the last of the Ashur-e-Hurum for now. After this month, 29 or 30 days, whatever it is, then we're going to Safar, Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir, Jamadiul Ula, Jamadiul Thaniya. Then we'll come to Rajab, another month of the sacred month. So 5 months after that, in between. So these months are very, very, they are sacred. Arba'atu Ashur. 4 months are very sacred by Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala, and the virtues of them are very, very great. So we should try and observe this month. And this month of Muharram, it comes in the Hadith Sharif that each day's roza is equal to 1 month's rozas. So a person keep one roza, it's like he kept roza for 1 day. And a month, we can count as 30 days. So one roza of this month is equal to 30 rozas. And if we keep the full 30, if there are 30 days, it's like keeping, 900 rozas. So as much as we can, whatever Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, and also of particular importance is the roza of the 10th, the 10th of Muharram. The Jews used to keep this roza, and in shukr of Allah Ta'ala, they used to keep this roza that they got salvation from Fir'aun. The Bani Israel got salvation from Fir'aun on this day. But Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was so particular for his ummah that they must be a complete, distinct, different in all aspects. So he told keep 9 and 10 or 10 and 11 so that we can differentiate. So anyway, the roza of the 10th expiates the sins of the past 1 year, the minor sins. So all that, and at the same time, when it our minor sins are forgiven, make tawbah istighfar for our major sins. And on tawbah istighfar, Allah grant us sincere tawbah istighfar, Allah forgives all the major sins also. So we should beg of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So we have got this great opportunity of this month still, 30 days, 30 nights lie ahead of us, and these are still very, very mubarak. Nobody knows whether we'll see next year's Muharram, next year's even the month of Rajab, which is another of the Ashuri Hurum, whether we will see it or not. These are those special moments. Inna lida fi dahri, fi ayyam dahrikum, in your days. There are certain occasions which Allah has made very special. And a person who just grabs hold of those special occasions, he has taken everything. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Then at the same time also, we should be conscious that what the fitnas that are around. The World Cup at the moment, and there the people want to score goals, and our real goal is the year after. That is what we must keep in mind. So with all this FISA environment which is being made of entertainment, of sport, and this is the month of Muharram, which we should be more inclined to deen, to akhirat, as much as we can. And the main ibadat of these occasions is to stay away from sin, all types of sin, and this ghaflat, unmindfulness, and then these all the sports, entails a lot of other things also. There is gambling also in there. There is a lot of other gunas, vice, terrible gunas. So we should try and keep away from that totally, completely. We should have no interest whatsoever. Which team won, which team lost, what's happening. But that's not our business at all. We should be all the time concerned about our akhirat. That fortunate is that person whom Allah Ta'ala blesses with that concern of his maut all the time. And maut is a thing that we should remember quite often. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who remembers maut 25, 27 times a day, then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala gives him the maut of a shaheed. And one easy way is to read 25 times, Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut. So in there already 50 times we remembered maut. Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make it part of our ma'amulat to try and read this dua. And not only just read it as a wazifa, but our minds busy in something else, but we think of it. And Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, explained that thinking of muraqabah and maut, think now that I'm leaving the dunya. And how Malakul Maut will come in front of us according to our amal. Allah have mercy upon us. The fortunate people, mashallah, how mubarak their maut will come. And Allah Ta'ala save us, forgive us for all our ghaflat, our wrong. And so a person thinks like that. That is a great means of our hidayat, of our islah, of turning towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So at this moment, and not only now for the sport, but at all times, they've made one of their main tools, one of their main agents in order to distract us, take us away from deen, sports and entertainment. That is what they are working on. So we should be very, very conscious about it. Another thing we should realize, that there is only one deen that is acceptable by Allah Ta'ala, and that is the deen of Islam. And Allah Ta'ala clearly says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ, that there is only one deen. All the deen, all the religions are not equal by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came with Judaism, and he had the Torah, which Allah had given him. When Isa alayhi salatu wasalam came, now it was the time of the Injil, which Allah had given Isa alayhi salam. So that previous deen was cancelled now. It's like a person who is like in the third year of his studies. Then when he goes to the fourth year, now he can't apply the knowledge here to pass exams of the third year. Now it's the fourth year. What they are teaching now there, that is what he must now work on. So try, and finally, Allah Ta'ala sent the final deen, which has got all the previous religions, all the previous years, but now those previous religions are not accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Even if a person today finds a true Judaism which Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had taught, and the true Torah which was revealed to him, and he practiced on that, it won't be sufficient. And the same way with the Injil. And any person, whoever it might be, and he believes in Allah Ta'ala properly, everything, he believes in Akhirat also, but he doesn't believe, and he believes in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the Rasul and Nabi of Allah, but he doesn't believe that he's the last and final Nabi, his iman is also not acceptable by Allah Ta'ala. So we have to understand that there's only this one religion, Islam, and the deen which Allah Ta'ala had given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came with this deen to us, and that is what we have to try. We will fall short. Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Devda Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, had explained that as far as Aqidah is concerned, we have got the right Aqidahs, the true deen. But we have fall very short in Amal. Our Amal, we have fall very short. And then again, our Aqidahs, inshallah, the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat, undoubtedly they have got the right Aqidah, but we have to have that Yaqeen also accordingly. And with that Yaqeen, that full conviction, then we have to work to Darja Ihsan. That is, that you worship Allah as though you see Allah Ta'ala. As that close connection, that love of Allah is overwhelming, it overpowers everything. It even overpowers our own desires and our own nafs also. Allah's love has to. So we have to continuously work for that. And that will be hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. Until maut comes to us, we have to keep on working. And shaitan is on his side working against us. So we have to work even more. Double we have to work. Our nafs is there, shaitan is there, so we have to work all the time. So that is what we have to prepare and work for that, the real life of the Akhirat. And try and realize that there is only this one deen. And today it is very necessary, we are all, so many of us sitting here, and all of us got our different friends and our different circles of family, of friends. Promote this, let everyone understand that all religions are not equal. It isn't that if you just believe in God that you will get salvation. And it isn't that if you just believe in any religion that it will give you salvation. No, we have to have the Islam and the Islam of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And those who Allah Ta'ala grant us all, mort on Iman. And Iman is Kamil out of His fadl and karam. But if we die with Iman, the correct aqidahs, and our amal we were short, we will in some time enter Jannah. But Allah Ta'ala make it to think of one moment of Jahannam, the boiling water, the fire. Sometimes on the road we see a fire burning some flames. That fire we can't tolerate, we can't take it. And the fire of Jahannam, and the boiling water of Jahannam, and together, and multiple azabs at one time. So Allah Ta'ala protect us, save us all in His mercy and His kindness. And but those people who have the right aqidah, finally they will enter Jannah, and perpetually, forever and ever then, they will remain in Jannah. So our aqidah is very, very important aspect. And our children we should sit with, our family, and make them also understand. They are mixing with the friends at school, and today with the schools, the Darwin's theory of evolution, that negates our iman. And the belief of the Big Bang theory, all that negates our iman. Allah alone by His command. And Allah is so great. His command is so great. Allah's arsh is Allahu Akbar, so great. And Allah, the being who is on the earth, how great is not Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So, and Allah's Qudrat is unmeasurable. Allah's Qudrat, kun fayakun. And Allah just orders something to be, and just it comes into existence. and it is before in Kun, Kaf and Noon, which makes Kun. So before the Kaf joins the Noon, Allah doesn't have to say Kun, that the thing must happen. Allah just, His irada He makes, and the thing comes into existence. All the asbab, even Allah doesn't need raw materials. And it isn't that you have to have oil, you have to have iron, you have to have diamonds, or whatever the raw material to, in order to make something. Allah's just one command. And Allah Ta'ala says, Inna Allaha ala kulli shay'in qadir. That Allah's qudrat is over everything. Over Allah's qudrat, nothing can stop the qudrat and the power of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala at many times manifested His qudrat. The moon, Allah Ta'ala made it split into two. Allah Ta'ala, when close to Qiyamah, one of the biggest signs of Qiyamah, the sun will rise from the west, and it will come midway and go back again. And after that, again the normal system will carry on. So to do all this, what is it? It's only the qudrat of... So our full yaqeen on the qudrat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Then, our aqidah, our beliefs are very, very important. Like this, as I have ta'aleem at home. And in that, explain to our children, it's very, very important. We are worried of the future of our children. The real future of everyone is the akhirat. That our aqaid must be correct. And children in school, and they mix with their friends. And today, they got the phones also. And they go on to all types and get information of various things. What doubts are created. So it's very important to have the ta'aleem. And then to let them mix with the ulama, the right ulama, who can influence them in the correct way. Send them out in jamaat, where also we should be conscious also, jamaat, that what discussions take place, and whether the time is spent correctly, the ta'aleem, etc. And Allah Ta'ala has made the barakat in the ta'aleem, that we are, and the programs are such that inshallah a person will come on the right line and have the right fikr. So these things are very, very important. And then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala reminds us in the Quran Sharif, Ya ayyuhannas antumul fuqara ila Allah. O people, and annas, Allah Ta'ala said, and annas, all of you mankind, no matter what great ulama you might be in the various fields of ilm, whether it is Quran Sharif, whether it is Hadith Sharif, whether it is fiqh, and knowing of masail or whatever field it can be, or whether in that worldly line, whatever knowledge you have, all of you, you are perpetual fuqara, beggars in the court of Allah Ta'ala. First of all, what have we got of our own? Our eyes are not our own. Our brains, our hearts are not our own. All Allah Ta'ala has given it to us. And Allah Ta'ala's qudrat also. See again how great is Allah. يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِنْ بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ. Allah Ta'ala, and it is the present and future tense verb that is used. يَخْلُقُكُمْ, continuously Allah Ta'ala is here. يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي in the insides of your mothers. Normally we say stomach, but it's the womb. In that small little bag, Allah Ta'ala's work. Fi zulumatin salah, in three layers of darkness. The darkness of the body of the mother, then of her stomach, and then the embryotic sac in which the baby is kept. There, in darkness upon darkness upon darkness, Allah's perfect creation. How Allah creates, according to statistics, about 250,000-300,000 babies are born a day, every day in the world. So Allah is supplying 600,000 eyes. How many lips, how many ears, what and what Allah, and all made there in that one factory. It's not that one is imported from this country, another from that, from Mars, another from Venus, another from somewhere else. No, everything is made there. And in that state of darkness, those malaika whom Allah has appointed, there is no question of going to strike, or they refuse to work, or they get ill and they can't come to work. Never ever. Allah Ta'ala is our creator, and we are fully dependent on Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then after we have it also, a person can go for his annual checkup for his eyes, for his teeth, for everything. But it is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Our eyes, our brains, our heart, everything is all in the hands of Allah. In fact, Allah give us tawfiq. When we eat and we start, Bismillah wa ala barakatillah, then think, Ya Allah, you are the only creator of this food. The original, whatever it was, potatoes, rice, and then the cooking of it again. It is only by the will of Allah Ta'ala. It's not the cook, whoever it is, the housewife, or the cook in a hotel or restaurant or wherever it is. All of them only by the will of Allah Ta'ala. And when the food is prepared, then the effect in that food, who puts that effect? None other but Allah. And it isn't kept permanently in the food. It is kept permanently by Allah Ta'ala. So to beg of Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, you give the right effect. Save us from the harm of this. Something we will term it, that by temperament it is very hot or very cold it is. Like, for example, lassi, dahi, sour milk. We say it's cold, but it is all in the hands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And we say, for example, dates, honey, this is hot in temperament, but it is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So we have to beg. So our aqidah must be also correct all the time. So we are fully dependent on Allah Ta'ala. And we should turn to Allah for everything. Today we are dependent on Allah. Yesterday we were dependent. Tomorrow we are dependent. All the time. So we have to ask Allah Ta'ala's help in all matters. So there is much more detail, and we should try and ponder on that and see the qudrat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala and put our full trust and remind ourselves, I may register. And as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, we are so well registered, fuqara, faqir, beggars of Allah, that we can never come out of that registration. Nobody can come out of it. We are all fully dependent. May Allah Ta'ala let us realize this, turn to Him fully, and seek His help in all matters, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. And Allah give us tawfiq to benefit from this month as much as we can. It's this moment that we are in now will never return to us again. This minute, this hour will never return again. Whatever we can do, Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.